day in Italy on the way to Santa Sabina, a church with a rich history. It was built from 1422 to 1432. It was made when Romans were just beginning to convert to Catholicism, which was another abrupt transition. Historians believe that a temple for Juno was even torn down to make room for Santa Sabina. In order to make this rough transition smooth, the church was largely modeled after Roman architecture, so converts would feel more at home. When you look at the church's exterior, the large windows made of selenite and the bell tower from the 10th century stand out. 10 of the 28 panels are lost, but the rest represent scenes from the Old and New Testaments, showing the crucifixion of Christ, and the classical and simple styles are intertwined due to the different artists. The interior of the church contains a beautiful mosaic replaced in 1559 after it was destroyed. Here's the nave. I cannot explain it exactly, so I'll call my friend who's an AP art history teacher from Britain.
Hello?
Hello, how are you doing today, Faith?
I'm doing good. It's very rainy outside. What did you call me for?
I wanted to know what the nave is.
Oh, okay. The nave is a part of the church. It's really meant to accommodate the most of the congregation, so like it's a focal point. It would typically have an altar or some sort beneath it.
Thanks, Faith, for that helpful description. Anyways, the nave here is very beautiful. It has a painting of Christ teaching the disciples of God. Within the interior as well, there are mosaics that line the area above the columns.
What are mosaics, Faith?
Oh, well, thank you for asking. A mosaic is a picture produced by arranging small colored pieces of a hard material like stone, tile, or glass together to create a picture. They're generally used in churches, and they make pictures of biblical moments or something related to the religion in which the church is part of.
The columns are made out of Proconesian marble. There are 24 of them. They have Corinthian capitals and bases. Also, below the nave, there is a clerestory. I'll have Faith define what this means.
Oh, I'm glad you asked me that. It's really fun being here on the phone with you. A clerestory is an upper part of the nave. It contains a series of windows, and it's meant to admit light into the central parts of the building, for example, where everybody in the congregation sits, so there's light and it's not all really dark in the building.
The windows of the clerestory are meant to shine a light on what is below the nave, which in this case is an altar. Within the building, there is the cell of Saint Dominic. This is where he lived. The church was a meeting place for many clergymen and saints over hundreds of years. The original dining room where many meetings took place still remains. Saint Dominic and his friends lived in a convent next to Santa Sabina. Order of Preachers by Honorius III in 1220 took residence here.
This has been fun being on this journey with you guys in the Santa Sabina. It has been home to many church congregations and church members, so it's been around for a very long time. But thank you for calling me and asking me questions about it. I really like it. It's a very beautiful place, and I'm glad you guys got to visit there. I'll see you guys later.
Goodbye.